It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Tuesday, October 23rd. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade with a story coming up that will make you say, oh, baby, baby.
I'll also be talking about a very confusing lawsuit story. I know these come up all the time, but apparently Tracy Chapman is letting Nicki Minaj know that she does not appreciate a sample being used in one of Nicki's tracks. But first, here are today's music news headlines. Canadian-American rapper John James has died after falling from an airplane during a music video shoot. He was walking on the wing of a Cessna as a stunt during a video shoot, apparently for his song The Man, which is a collaboration with Riff Raff. His management said that, quote, he had trained intensely for the stunt. However, as John got further out onto the wing of the plane, it caused the small Cessna to go into a downward spiral the pilot couldn't correct. John held onto the wing until it was too late, and by the time he let go, he didn't have time to pull his chute.
And apparently that was kind of his thing, was these daredevil acts and music videos, sort of shocking news.
Yeah, he was actually a former skier, so was familiar with doing stunts, but this one seems to have gone tragically wrong. On the museum beat, both Whitney Houston and Steve Aoki are getting museum treatment. In Whitney Houston's case, it's an exhibit now open at the Grammy Museum in her hometown of Newark, New Jersey. According to the New York Times, Whitney, the show, features personal artifacts, photographs, and footage provided by the singer's family. Dazzling outfits, her own faded Bible, awards. It's all on display until June 30th, 2019.
That sounds really cool. That's one of those, you know, when they do the big Bowie exhibit, the big Prince exhibit, it's always really cool to see all of those personal items.
And Steve Aoki now has become the first EDM artist to have his gear added to the collection of the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History.
Interesting. Okay.
EDM is now officially part of American history, and you can see an array of Aoki's touring performance equipment on display as part of a music-themed exhibit at the Smithsonian that also includes turntables from a couple guys, including 50s DJ Bob Casey, who was the first to really pioneer the two-turntable continuous music thing at Sock Hops back in the 50s, and then, of course, hip-hop legend Grandmaster Flash. Steve Aoki has put out a ton of great music, but he's especially known for remixes, including this remix of Kid Cudi's Pursuit of Happiness.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything that's shining always gonna be gold.
So, Jay, when I say, oh, baby, baby, what do you automatically think of?
I think of 1998. I'm in the hallway. There are the lockers. Here she comes.
Miss Britney Spears. Yes, Britney Spears' debut single, Baby One More Time. We're talking about this because there are so many think pieces coming out right now to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Britney Spears' debut single, Baby One More Time. So if you want a little history on your Britney Spears' Baby One More Time, if you go back to that time period, Britney Spears having a hit sounds kind of ridiculous, because that was when the pop world was filled with these sort of epic singers. I'm talking about Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. The women can belt. Everybody was into music groups, too. They were like, no, Spice Girls, TLC, that's where it's at. Nobody thought there would be really like a pop princess coming along. It all goes back to this guy named Max Martin. Now he's pretty much the guy you go to if you need a big hit. He had this song kind of in a dream. He's like nearly falling asleep. And this little phrase that ran through his brain was so good that he woke himself up and recorded himself saying it. Jive Records had just signed this young woman, and they were like, yeah, I think that might work for us. So they handed it over to Britney Spears. They had worked with her to create this really unique singing style that was a little bit more nasally, a little bit more monotoned, none of those fanciful runs that a lot of the musicians were doing at the time. It was just this combination of Britney Spears and her look, the sound of her voice being so different, and all of a sudden, she was like a fully formed pop star that broke onto the scene. It was number one in at least 18 countries. It was one of the best-selling singles of all time, over 10 million copies sold.
I feel like people have, you'll have your 80s nostalgia, you have your 90s nostalgia, and there's this category of like 90s slash 00s nostalgia. There's this kind of this musical moment that starts with Baby One More Time and then goes into somewhere in the first decade of the 21st century. It's this pop moment. You've got all the boy bands, you've got the solo artists, you know, Max Martin is just dominating this whole time as producer and songwriter, and it's just like this shining moment in pop music history.
Hey, perfect timing for Britney Spears to announce her next residency in Las Vegas. Britney Domination, perfect title, is going to be at Park MGM's Park Theater in February, running through August.
I must confess, I still believe. Tracy Chapman is reportedly suing Nicki Minaj. Now, we kind of saw this coming. We talked about on the podcast the fact that before Nicki Minaj released her latest album, Queen, she was tweeting at Tracy Chapman saying that she had a sample that she wanted to clear, that she wanted to include on the album. So the album came out. It did not include the track that samples actually a cover of Tracy Chapman. The track is called Sorry, and it became clear that, in fact, Tracy Chapman did not give permission.
I feel like I'm already a little lost.
So let's start at the beginning. 1988, Tracy Chapman releases Baby, Can I Hold You, part of her acclaimed self-titled album.
Sorry, it's all that you can say.
Then that song was covered by a couple of different reggae artists, and there's been some confusion about exactly which cover it was. There were covers by Shelly Thunder and Foxy Brown, so it was the Foxy Brown cover that is sampled in the Nicki Minaj song Sorry.
Sorry is all that you can say.
And here's how it appears in the finished Nicki Minaj song.
Between love and hate, baby, it's a fine line.
Sorry is all that.
But even more confusingly, the Foxy Brown who sang the Tracy Chapman cover sampled on the Nicki Minaj song is not the Foxy Brown, the rapper, who appears elsewhere on Nicki Minaj's album.
Okay, this is like a bizarre cluster of madness. Can you even sue somebody if they're actually sampling a cover of a song of yours?
Well, if you're sampling a cover, I suppose you would need to get the permission from the performer and from the songwriter. Tracy Chapman could say no and did say no, but then the song wasn't even on the album. So what's she mad about? Well, what she is mad about is apparently that Nicki Minaj shared her track with DJ Funkmaster Flex, who played it on his show in New York City. And Tracy Chapman was like, nope, I told you no. I told you no multiple times. You cannot be sharing this track anymore. So reportedly now, Tracy Chapman is seeking statutory damages and a guarantee to never release this song again.
I think the whole moral of the story is don't get on the wrong side of Tracy Chapman.
Ayo, DJ, drop the beat. My gun's an M4, but I drop the heat. I love.
So for today's viral clip, we're going to talk about something that's actually not a musical performance, but is a tweet that's gone viral because a teenager from Baltimore is making everyone older than her feel really old.
Yeah. Yeah, we're old, Jay. It's official.
So Alyssa Lucas is a 17-year-old, and she proudly owns her Gen Z status. She knows she is the next generation after millennials, and she tweeted with a Beyonce gif, maybe it's just the Generation Z in me, but how did people burn CDs? Like, how do you just get a blank CD and put songs on it?
I just loved some of the responses. There was a guy who said, we would wait until there was a full moon, start a fire, and then we would throw the blank CD into it. No, that's not what we did.
No, and I get where it is kind of confusing, because I could see where you'd look at a CD and you're like, well, it's not a tape. It's not a, I don't know, it's not a hard drive. How does that work? Well, thank you, BuzzFeed, for explaining. Blank CDs have blank grooves as well as a thin layer of dye. Song data is written onto the CD when a laser in a CD drive pulsates at an incredibly high power to burn marks into the die and grooves. So some people are saying that, you know, oh my gosh, teenagers today don't know how CDs work. Well, to be clear, Alyssa Lucas wasn't saying she doesn't know how compact discs at all work. She said specifically CDRs. But even if you kind of get that detail, it can still make you feel old because, it's, you know, certainly for like millennials in the Napster era and my dad, a baby boomer, burning CDRs was a huge thing.
Yeah, that's how you made friends with people. It was sort of early days, you would make your friends the mixtape, and then slightly later, we all transformed that and we're like, oh, I made you a mix. And you would draw on it, or the very high class people would have the printed out labels, very classy. But you know, you would hand these out to your friends or have your, you know, various mood mixes. You would have the one that's like, I'm sad and crying, or my personal favorite putting together one, the it's time to party jam mix, of which I think I put on every single one of those Montel Jordans, This Is How We Do It.
Then you'd get in someone's car and you'd pull down the visor when the sun came out and just an avalanche of burned CDs would fall into your lap.
Yeah. And so, Generation Z, that is how we do it.
And that's today's music news. You can see that tweet for yourself and respond if you want to be the latest of thousands of people responding to Alyssa Lucas over at thecurrent.org in the music news section. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson. Also, while you're over at thecurrent.org/musicnews, you can subscribe to our email newsletter and get music news in your inbox every single day. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shock.